Well, he was blindsided last night on Survivor and unbelievable, but he's talking to us now to tell us all about it. It is Craig. Hello.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
We're fantastic. You must be not be happy at all.
I wouldn't be.
Oh, look, to leave the show is devastating, but at the same time, to be a fan of the show and to be part of such an amazing move was brilliant.
What was the biggest challenge for you? I mean, you've got a great survival story already. I mean, 35% burns to your body. You got through all that. You do this. Does anything faze you?
Not really. I mean, I'm happy-go-lucky, self-proclaimed idiot, to tell you the truth. And, I mean, out there, the rain got to me the most, I believe, and the long nights. But other than that, no, a pretty tough cookie to crack.
I would say Phoebe got to you.
Oh, she did, didn't she? Pulled that out of nowhere, the sneaky thing.
Well, the thing is, at the end, you said she stole my... That bitch stole my immunity idol, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Absolutely. Took it out right from under my nose. Do you know what's even worse is that I know that where she found it from the edit and everything, I looked there so many times. I just think I had a boy's look. I didn't look like, a girl look.
Exactly. See, we know how to find things.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought you held your tongue rather well because I can guarantee you I would have fired up tenfold on that. I would have used a lot more expletives than what
Well, see, if I had, they probably would have had to edit it right down and you would have, seen me walk out the door.
Exactly. The funny thing was she really did take everyone by surprise, didn't she?
Oh, she did.
No one was expecting it at all. It was great television, actually.
It was brilliant. I have to remember those guys had to put on that facade for hours, you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
The whole pretending to cry and whatever, like, kept up their little act for the whole afternoon and into the night. So, yeah, hat off to them. They did great.
Did you see Survivor before the show? Did you watch a lot of the shows and that before?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been a mega Survivor fan since I was 15 years old, so since the very first season. I've watched most seasons a lot of times, and absolutely love it.
So did that help you, do you think, prepare yourself for what was coming up?
Look, I knew what to expect, I can say, but honestly, it is still a slap in the face. Like, it is still an absolute shocking experience that I loved so much. Like, but yeah, nothing can compare you to what you actually go through.
Especially when you've got to cuddle up every night with everyone else, and I dare say they're a bit smelly.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, we couldn't smell each other. Like, I was, walking around going, God, I thought we would all stink. Like, and no, what I found out is, yes, we did all stink, but we were just so used to it that we couldn't even smell each other. But
Lovely.
At nighttime, you wouldn't, honestly, you didn't worry. When you're lying on those logs and it's freezing cold, you just grab each other and hold on. So.
Yeah, it's a bit like Dave here. He smells.
Hey, Craig, seriously, well done. Who do you think's going to actually be the ultimate winner, not Phoebe?
No, Phoebe's just playing a brilliant game, but I've put my money on Jenna Louise, to tell the truth. I have to keep loyal to my girl. Smart little cookie, that one, and I think she's one you need to keep your eye out on.
Okay, we will do that. Craig, thanks so much for talking. Good luck for your future.
Worries. Have a fantastic day, guys. Thank you.